¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Fourth and final hour on this Friday afternoon. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Daquan Jones, a good conversation with him. Titans defensive lineman, good way to end the last hour as they get ready for the Vikings up in Minnesota on Sunday. That'll be a noon kickoff. We do this every time at this time on Fridays, getting you ready for Pick 6, which is just around the corner. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports is on the line with us. Another successful week for Lee. Lee, let's start off with how different it is trying to handicap this year's games because of everything that we know, that everything is different in 2020 as opposed to when you've been doing. You've been doing this for a long time, things in the past.
Yeah, so pleasure to be back with you guys. It is tougher. I mean, normally I'm leaving, you know, on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, the office after studying all the games, maybe 11, 11:30, but I'm staying until 12:30, 1 o'clock, because we've got to figure out who's going to be out. We've got to, you know, look at all the beat writers that cover these teams. They're marking down who's practicing and trying to figure out, you know, who's going to step in and how they can do. So a little more challenging, obviously, in college football, but very similar in the NFL. I mean, they're pretty good. They got to report those injuries and guys that aren't practicing on the Friday injury report. So we've been able to navigate it and win all 3 weeks. So hopefully we keep this thing rolling here.
When you see, like, the injuries just absolutely devastate the 49ers like it has, I mean, yeah, in a victory, albeit in a victory, but, you know, in the end, they're going to be losers because they lost half their starting players on both sides of the ball. How does that affect them moving forward? And how does that affect what you do?
I mean, you can't amass depth like you used to be able to do with the salary cap. You know, you get a guy and you're paying a guy, you know, you know, $15-20 million. The guy behind him, you know, is either a rookie draft choice or he's, you know, an undrafted guy or a guy that was picked up from another team. So that's what it's all about, and that's where you find out who the really good coaches are.
You hit your first 40-50 unit selection of the season last week. Tell us about it.
Well, we had Central Florida and felt that people were overrating Georgia Tech and didn't realize how good the Central Florida offense would be against them. And they scored the first 4 possessions, and after that went through a little lull for 4 drives and then finished with 3 scoring drives. So they put up 49 points, and it wasn't even their best game. So on these 40 to 50 unit plays over the last 12 years, we're over 75%. I found another game this coming weekend. So if anyone wants to get involved, all they need to do is just go to ParamountSports.com. Normally, you've got to be a monthly or season subscriber if you want to hop on and get a 40 to 50 unit play included with a weekend. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm opening it up this weekend. Anyone who wants to get on with me, I will give them everything I've got for the weekend, including that 40 to 50 unit college play tomorrow. I've got an MMA selection, a UFC selection, and we've won 17 of the 20 cards in the UFC this summer since they came back in May. We have a 50-unit parlay in the UFC, and I'll also throw in my NBA for the weekend. Everything, $97. How about that? Less than a $100 investment should be able to return $1,500 to $2,500. All you need to do, just go to ParamountSports.com right now.
Outstanding. All right, we have SEC action. It is good to say that out loud this weekend. Let's start with the national champs, LSU. They've got a lot of guys to replace. They're taking on Mississippi State, now coached by Mike Leach. Mm-hmm. I think LSU is still a heavy favorite, I think by 17. What do you think?
Right. So, Mike Leach, I like to refer to him as the Pirate. Mm-hmm. Great as an underdog. Not good as a favorite, but here he's an underdog. He was 14-6 the last 5 years as an underdog at Washington State. He brought along a Rocky Long disciple. Well, what does Rocky Long bring to the table? And new head coach Zach Arnett, well, they run that unorthodox 3-3-5 defense. And Joe Burrow, he'd be able to figure out, but I don't know if a young, inexperienced quarterback can do that. So could spell trouble or a learning curve here for LSU's offense. Their defense is still good, but the Pirate brings in K.J. Costello, a quarterback from Stanford, who, when healthy, he was a top 15 quarterback in college football. I think that Mississippi State keeps it close. LSU 37-23 over Mississippi State, but I'm taking the points here.
Mm, okay.
Yep.
A lot of people listening to this show are going to be paying close attention Saturday night, 6:30 Central kickoff in Columbia, South Carolina. Vols and Gamecocks. Vols are about a field goal favorite, 3, 3.5, depending on where you look. What do you think?
I think Tennessee's turning the corner. I mean, this is a team that seems to be ascending. They might have some games where they slip up, but the Gamecocks, you know, I think they're looking for an identity. You know, they bring in a quarterback, Colin Hill, from Colorado State. Yeah, he's familiar with Mike Bobo, their offensive coordinator's offense, because he was at Colorado State, but it's a step up in talent. They've also they got to do it really maybe with no running game. I don't see any running back that scares you on their team, and they're going to have to run the football to take some pressure off of him. But Tennessee won last year 41-21, and it wasn't like they had two or three extra turnovers. That was not the difference. They were dominant. I'm going to ride with Tennessee here 30-24.
Talking to Lee Sterling, we're moving through his games of the week. As you can hear, he's had a lot of success so far early in the season. You're going to want to get on this, and we'll give you another opportunity to jot down how you get involved with Lee. So, Lee, let's stay in the SEC. My alma mater, Vanderbilt, a huge underdog at Texas A&M. It looks a little bleak for the Commodores, and clearly the odds makers see that as well. So how do you see it?
So Vandy plans on starting a JUCO transfer or a true freshman here at quarterback. They're not going to tip their hand, it looks like. They haven't announced anything yet, have they?
They have
no,
not.
He won't tell us. We tried and tried.
We had him on. Yeah, we tried every which way. Darren even tried to trick him.
He's trying to use whatever, anything he can use to his advantage. But the Commodores, you know, they just have had sporadic success, but this team doesn't have the talent or the skill players, in my opinion, to compete. Vandy's defense does return 10 starters under Phil Roof, but they gave up 5.3 yards per carry last year. And I just think that Smith and Spiller, the two running backs for A&M, they're going to run wild. They're going to play a lot of guys, and I think that's good for the future of Vanderbilt on the defense. But the door's only on a 7-15 against the spread run on the road. A&M, 45-10.
Okay, let's move on to the pros. A featured game, maybe a marquee game for the first half of the season at least, if not the full season. Baltimore at Kansas City on Monday night. What do you think, Lee?
Yeah. So this is a great game. This is a game everyone's been waiting for. And I thought Kansas City was the best team last year, and they proved it, and they won the Super Bowl. But this year, I don't think they're a top two or top three team in the NFL. The blueprint was there from the Charger game last week. Run the football, and Baltimore can. 230 yards rushing last week. And how good has Lamar Jackson been? Last 9 regular season games, 28 touchdowns and only one interception. I think Baltimore in a shootout, 41-34.
Lee Sterling is with us, ParamountSports.com. What is the number that people can call to get your picks?
It's pretty easy. Should be able to, it's easy to memorize. 800-400-9741.
There you go. Call that number and become a winner. So the Titans go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. The Titans -2 and the hook. How do you see this one going?
So, you know, sometimes when you get to that, you know, playoff level or championship level, you're right there, and you're knocking on the door, and you can stay there for a couple years. I think Tennessee's there. Minnesota, I think the door is closed. I mean, getting rid of Diggs and allowing him to leave and trading him, and then also their defensive line, no pass rush. They're getting blown off the line of scrimmage. I think the door is closed. First 0-2 start for them since 2013 when that was Leslie Frazier's last season. A lot of people forget that name. They went 5-10-1 Yeah, that year. And Tannehill, I mean, you don't go against hot quarterbacks right now. 2-plus touchdowns in each of the 9 games. It's a franchise record. He's got a shot to make it 10 here. Give me Tennessee, 30-20
And then, finally, your game of the week, Auburn taking on Kentucky. This is a big one out of the SEC. Again, once again, Lee, how can people get your game of the week?
They want to get it. Just call 800-400-9741. And like I said, I'm ready for a big weekend. They want to hop on board. Just $97. I think you can turn it into $1,500, $2,500 if we stay hot like this. So ParamountSports.com, $97 special is the place to go. ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
Good stuff as always, Lee. Good luck to everybody. Thank you. We will talk to you next Friday.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend and
stay
safe.
You too. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. You just heard his game of the week, Auburn and Kentucky, and he said he's got another 40 to 50 unit selection again this week. He hit last week on UCF over Georgia Tech. We will come back, get you involved with Pick 6 next.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick 6 time here on this Friday afternoon. 615-737-1025. Don't forget, we did this last year. It had great success. We're doing it again this year. When you call in and you participate that way, you get 2 top shelf picks. You can still play along, and we get a lot of people that play along online at thegamenashville.com, and you can do that. But you only get 1 top shelf pick. If you call in, you get 2. Don't forget also our game of the week this Sunday, which is brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue, is the Cowboys and the Seahawks. And that coverage will start at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Before we unveil the 6 questions or 6 games or props, whatever we have in store for you, let's review.
All right. So last week, we started off with Vikings at Colts. Vikings 2.5-point favorites. And Darren and Chase went with the Yikings as they got smacked against the Colts. 0-for-1. Willie choosing the Colts. Congratulations. Point for him. Texans at Ravens. Huge point spread on this one. I want to say 7.5 Baltimore.
Was. Mm-hmm.
And Baltimore won by a lot more than that. All 3 of you guys had a clean sweep in picking the Texans. No one getting points for that. Titans at Jags. Great, good teams win, great teams cover. The Jaguars indeed cover. Darren took the Titans. Willie took the Jags, but Chase took the Jags top shelf. Good for Chase. And then the Derrick Henry question. How many yards did he get? The only one who got this correct was Chase. No, just kidding. Was Willie with A, which is less than 100 yards. That is 2 points for Willie. The most fun question of last week. Will Steven Gostkowski miss a kick, field goal, or extra point? He indeed doinked an extra point. Every one of you guys took no.
Damn
Darren
kickers.
And Willie both top shelved it, so no one gets any points for that. And lastly, who throws for more yards, Ryan Tannehill or Minshew Mania? And it was indeed the stash, Gardner Minshew. Points for Darren and Chase, which leaves a grand total for Darren last week with 1 point.
Uno.
Ooh, not good. Willie with 4 as our winner for last week, and then Chase with 3. Also, quick apology for Chase. Math is not my strong suit. You were tied with them going into last week with 3 points. All you had 3. So, after 2 weeks, that leaves us with Willie in first with 7 points, Chase in second with 6, and Darren, the caboose, pulling up the rear with 4.
Thank you, Elijah. And thank you to the review committee for listening to my appeal.
Ed Hockley went under the...
Yeah, that's what Ed's doing now in retirement. He's officiating Pick 6.
I need a week. I need to have a good week.
You do.
All right. Let's go.
Number one.
Let's start with our lone college game. You just heard Lee Sterling weigh in on it. UT in South Carolina. Tennessee at South Carolina, 6:30 kickoff on SEC Network Saturday night. The Vols are giving up 3.5 points. So South Carolina getting 3.5 at home. They will have fans in the stands, 25,000. Willie, what do you got?
I'm a believer in the Vols. I will take them. A little more continuity. A lot of question marks for South Carolina. We've put a lot of time this week into trying to delve into what's going on over there. I mean, there's an X factor in all these games on the college front, but I like Tennessee.
Chase.
I, too, like the Vols. I just don't trust what South Carolina has, and I trust the Vols a little bit more, so give me Tennessee.
Last year, Tennessee did beat South Carolina, but that was the first time Tennessee had ever beaten Will Muschamp as a head coach. In fact, they had lost 3 times in a row to South Carolina, and they had not beaten Will Muschamp. So they don't have good history against Will Muschamp. Will Muschamp is a 3.5-point underdog at home. I'll take South Carolina.
Number two.
Titans at the Vikings. Vikings getting 2.5. So we'll need the game total from the callers. That game, of course, Sunday at noon on CBS. Willie.
I think it's a high-scoring game. I think the Vikings' offense will get going. The Titans have some issues, although it was encouraging to see who was out at practice today and that Beasley is going to play. So they've got some numbers. I'm still a little concerned about the banged-up secondary. And I think the Titans' offense has some good matchups here. This is a game I think that Derrick Henry has to get going. I think the desperation from the Vikings is going to be there. I think it's going to come right down to the wire. I'll take the Vikings and the points.
Chase.
Titans 0-2 against the spread this year, but I'm going with the Titans. I just think Minnesota's too banged up. So give me the Titans.
I don't love it. I will not be top shelf in this game.
No.
I will go Titans.
Number three.
Minus 2.5. Number three. Pick a player in the Titans-Vikings game that's not a quarterback, and you'll get a point for every touchdown they score. Pick a player, Chase, on the Titans or Vikings roster, and if they score, you get a point. If they score 2 touchdowns, you get 2 points. If you score 3 touchdowns, you get 3 points, so forth and so on.
All right, so let's clarify this one time.
It can't be a quarterback.
Well, I that's clarified in what you just said. The top shelf, how does that work? If a caller calls in and wants to double top shelf it, or if I give a player...
No top shelf on this category.
You can't top shelf it at all?
Nope.
It's not just worth an extra point?
Nope.
Okay, so this you cannot
That's
top
consistent.
Shelf this pick. Okay, just clarifying.
I am going to... I have the pick, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to play the hot hand. Give me Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith. Okay. Willie.
I'm going to play the percentages and go with Dalvin Cook.
I am going to... Dalvin Cook is where I was going, and then I also like Thielen. But Minnesota's been horrible against the run this year. I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Number four.
I was either taking Henry or Daquan. It was one or the other.
You're going to take Daquan?
I mean, well, I'm taking Daquan, but... Or Dalvin, not Daquan. I've had trouble with names this week, haven't I?
We'll get there eventually.
Especially Viking guys. I'm crisscrossing guys. But, I mean, if you're playing the percentages, it's got to be they're the most likely guys to score. Right? They have the most touchdowns over the course of time.
Adam Thielen would be a pretty good choice. He scores a lot of touchdowns.
I'm guessing somebody would take him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Rudolph used to be that guy for the Vikings, but for whatever reason, they're not using him at all. Kyle Rudolph, that's all he did was catch touchdowns, right? now, most of his career.
It would be pretty bold to take Daquan Jones, though, since he was just on our show.
That would be.
If he got a touchdown, that would be an awesome call.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four.
Number four.
I wasn't sure if Big Voice Guy did it or not officially. All right, Cowboys-Seahawks, our game of the week that can be heard on 102.5 The Game. Dallas is at Seattle. Seahawks giving up 4.5 points. So Dallas plus 4.5. That is a 3:25 kickoff on Fox. Chase.
Well, duh. How about them Cowboys? Take the points.
I'm going to go Cowboys, and I'm going to top shelf it because that is my underdog pick as well. So I'll go top shelf.
I'm surprised. I like the Cowboys as well. I just think the Cowboys have a knack, especially in these big, crazy games. It's going to go right down the wire. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I like the Cowboys with 4.5. That's a lot of points. I'll take them.
Okay.
Number five.
Packers at Saints, Green Bay at New Orleans. That is the Sunday night game on NBC. New Orleans is the 2.5-point favorite. Everybody has had Drew Brees put out to pasture. Everybody's ready for him to retire. Everybody is riding off Drew Brees. This is where he rises up, and I'll take New Orleans minus the 2.5. Willie.
This one is a toss-up for me. I don't have a good, strong feeling on this one. I'll just go with Aaron Rodgers and his vengeance as the underdog, and I'll just say the Packers come up with a nice win here, or at least cover.
I will take the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Number six.
Finally, Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Ravens in Baltimore. That's a 7:15 kickoff on Monday night on ESPN. Baltimore is favored by 2.5. Baltimore by 2.5. I will take... I'll take the Chiefs. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Willie.
This will be billed as the game that we didn't get to see last year because of the Titans and their great play. Ravens at home, they've been unstoppable. They've got maybe enough defense to slow the Chiefs down. I like a lot of things about the Ravens here. I'm going to take the Ravens.
Well, I'm sticking with my silly underdog pick. I will go Chiefs, and I will go top shelf.
Ooh. Chiefs, putting all the chips
shelf.
In both contests here on the Chiefs.
Wow. Okay. Well, all righty then. Frisky
How
fella.
About that? How about that?
Willie, did you top shelf?
I have not.
Yeah, well, we need your top shelf.
He probably needs to think
don't
about
press
it.
I
don't
me
know
on
why,
that.
I don't
like,
know why
I,
you
I like
think
to take
you deserve extra
time. I like
time.
A little extra time.
Make your damn pick like
I
the
like,
rest of
I
us.
I like a little extra time on my top shelf.
Yeah, well.
You want my top shelf?
Yeah, I want your top shelf.
All
say
right.
it.
Cowboys.
Say it. Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Okay. All right. You're up next. Let's load up the phone lines and let's get after it on the other side. 615-737-1025. Your calls next. All right. The lines are loaded. Somebody drops off. Jump in there. 615-737-1025. This week's winner will get a 4-pack of tickets to see MTSU in Western Kentucky down in Murfreesboro at Floyd Stadium. That'll be on Saturday, October 3rd. Saturday, October 3rd, Western and MTSU. Let's start things off with Steven. Steven, welcome in.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
All right, Steven. Let's see what kind of luck you have. First, Tennessee at South Carolina. The Gamecocks getting 3.5.
Well, I'm back, guys, so this week is my week. Give me the Vols. I will give the 3.5.
I like the swagger.
There you go. I like that swagger, too. Game number two, the Tennessee Titans at Minnesota taking on the Vikings. The Skull Vikings getting 2.5. Also need the game total.
Well, the Vikings have something in common with the Titans. They, too, have not covered the spread this year. I know because I picked them both weeks. So – For all of Titans Nation, I'm going to do y'all a favor, and I'm going to take the Vikings. That's my contribution to Sunday's game.
Wow. Okay.
Give me the Vikings.
Very nice.
All right.
I'm going to triple bottom shelf that.
Well done. Number
and
three.
Game total?
Yeah, game total.
58.
Ooh.
Come on, Chase. The caller's telling you what to do. Come on. Come on.
I asked for the game total.
I tried the internship with Porth, but after my week one picks, he fired me.
There you go. All right, number three. Pick a player in the Titans-Vikings game that is not a quarterback. You get a point for every touchdown they score. So from either team.
Give me the king.
Derrick Henry.
You can't name a single person on the Titan, the Vikings O-line, or excuse me, their D-line, or their linebackers. They're either opting out, they're hurt, or they should be retired. Give me the king.
There you go. Cowboys at the Seahawks.
He'll take Jerry Lawler.
Yeah. Yeah, he will. Jerry Lawler has an event this weekend. Cowboys at the Seahawks. Seahawks minus 4.5.
Give me Seattle. Double top shelf.
Oh, well, I was pulling for you, but not now.
I'm sorry. Dak is trash. He's overrated. My apologies. Don't hang up on me, Chase.
I won't hang up on you. Packers at the Saints. Saints minus 2.5.
Give me the Packers. I know Jared hates LaFleur, but I like them.
Chiefs at the Ravens. The Ravens minus 2.5.
Got to go with Baltimore.
All right. Well, Steven, good luck.
Is that everything? Okay. Yep. Yeah, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, let's go from Steven to Mark. Mark, you're up next here on Pick 6.
Welcome. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing well, Mark. Mark is with us every week here on Pick 6. The Vols at South Carolina. South Carolina plus 3.5.
I take Tennessee, and that'll be my top shelf.
All right, one top shelf for Tennessee. Next up, the Titans taking on the Vikings. The Purple People Eaters getting 2.5. Also need the game total.
I take the Titans 47 points.
All right. Pick a player in the Titans and Vikings game. Not a quarterback, but you get a point for every touchdown that they score.
Corey Davis.
Corey Davis for the Titans. Good one.
Interesting.
Cowboys at the Seahawks. Seahawks minus 4.5.
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
He will take the points. The Pack at the Saints on Sunday night. New Orleans minus 2.5.
Give me Green Bay, and that'll be my top shelf.
Second top shelf goes to Rodgers and the Packers. And then finally on Monday night, the Chiefs at the Ravens. Baltimore minus 2.5.
Give me the Chiefs.
You will take the chance.
Mark, good luck. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
Thanks. One line available now. 615-737-1025. Clay is up next here on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Clay. Let's make you a winner. Tennessee at South Carolina. The Gamecocks plus 3.5.
I bleed black and gold. Give me the Gamecockies.
The Titans at the Vikings. Vikings plus 2.5. Also need the game total.
I hate to do it, but I'm going with the Vikings. I think this is a classic trap game for the Titans. And game total is 40.
Pick a player in Titans-Vikings, not a quarterback. That player, or you get a point for every touchdown they score.
Give me Jonnu Smith.
He takes Jonnu Smith. The Cowboys at the Seahawks. Seahawks minus 4.5.
How about them Cowboys?
That a boy. Packers at the Saints. Saints minus 2.5.
Packers at the Saints. And what's the line?
2.5.
Saints by 2.5.
Saints by 2.5. Give me the Packers.
Packers. And then the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, are actually the dog on the road at Baltimore. Baltimore minus 2.5.
Give me the Chiefs.
And then I haven't heard any top shelves.
I'll go, my top shelf will be the Cowboys.
Need a second one.
And Give me the Gamecockies. Top shelf.
All right. Clay, good luck. Have a great weekend.
You too.
615-737-1025. Let's go from Clay to Jason. Jason, you're up next here on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Tennessee at South Carolina. South Carolina plus 3.5.
Give me the Vols and make that one of my top shows.
Jason, we're going to need you to speak up. You're a little low in your volume.
Is this better?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Much
there
better.
We go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You said South Carolina in top shelf? Is that what I heard?
No. Vols, top shelf.
Vols, top shelf. Sorry.
Vols, top shelf. All right. Titans at the Vikings. Minnesota plus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Give me the Titans. Game total, 47 points.
Pick a player in Titans, Vikings that is not a quarterback. You'll get a point for every touchdown they score.
Derrick Henry.
The King, Derrick Henry. Cowboys at Seattle, the Seahawks minus 4.5.
Give me the Cowboys.
Packers at Saints on Sunday Night Football, New Orleans favored by 2.5.
Give me Green Bay and make that my other top shelf.
All right, top shelf Green Bay. And then the Kansas City Chiefs at Baltimore, the Ravens minus 2.5 on Monday night.
Give me the Ravens.
You'll take
Ravens.
Baltimore.
Got everything?
Yep.
All right, Jason, have a great weekend. Good luck.
Y'all too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. All right, Jonathan. The Vols at the Gamecocks, South Carolina, plus 3.5 Saturday night.
I got to go with the Vols.
Titans at the Vikings, Minnesota, plus 2.5 on Sunday afternoon. Also need the game total.
All right. It's going to be the Titans, and it's total 48.
48. Pick a player in that game that is not a quarterback, and you get a point for every touchdown they score.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook is his answer. Cowboys at the Seahawks, Seattle, minus 4.5.
It's got to be the Seahawks.
It's got to be the Seahawks. Why does it have to be the Seahawks?
Cowboys just barely got out of Atlanta, so there's no way I could see them taking apart Seattle at all.
Okay. No one believes in the Dallas Cowboys. Packers at the Saints. New Orleans minus 2.5 at the Superdome.
Go, Pack, go. Double top shelf.
Whoa.
Double top shelf for Rodgers and the Packers. Kansas City at Baltimore. The Ravens minus 2.5 on Monday night.
Kansas City pulls up the upset in Baltimore.
It's crazy to hear you say upset in Kansas City. All right, there we go.
Crazy.
Exactly, I know.
All right, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Let's go to Bernard. Bernard, you're up next here on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, boys.
All right, Bernard. Vols at Gamecock, South Carolina, plus 3.5.
I hate this as a Tennessee alum, but give me South Carolina.
He will take the points. Tennessee at Minnesota, the Vikings plus 2.5.
This Vikings team sucks. They're probably going to go 4-13, but I think this is probably going to be one of the ones they win, so give me the Vikings.
Need a game total as well.
48.
Pick a player in that game that is not a quarterback, and you get a point for every touchdown they score.
I think Thielen should be able to get in a couple of times versus that secondary.
He goes Thielen. Cowboys.
First Thielen.
Yeah. Dallas at Seattle, the Seahawks minus 4.5.
I'll take the Cowboys, top shelf.
There is one top shelf for Bernard. Packers at the Saints at the Superdome, New Orleans minus 2.5.
Give me the Saints, and that'll be my second top shelf.
Chiefs at Ravens, Baltimore minus 2.5.
Last year New England went into Baltimore on Monday night, and they were undefeated, and Baltimore destroyed them. I think the same thing is going to happen. So give me the Ravens.
You think they're going to destroy them? Wow. Okay.
Yep. I think they'll handle them.
All right. Bernard, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
See you, boys.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Mike. Mike is up next here on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey.
All right, Mike.
Hello.
You got us?
Mike, are you there? Yep, we got you. We hear you.
All right.
All right, Chase, All right. Go ahead.
UT at South Carolina. South Carolina plus 3.5.
South Carolina.
Titans at the Vikings. Vikings plus 2.5. Also need the game total.
I take the Titans and 54.
Pick a player in that game that is not a quarterback, and you get a point for every touchdown they score.
Oh, I got to go with the King, Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. Cowboys at the Seahawks. Seattle minus 4.5.
I'll take the Seattle.
Sunday Night Football, Green Bay at New Orleans. The Saints minus 2.5.
I take Green Bay, double top shelf.
Double top shelf for the Packers. And then finally, the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs at Baltimore, the Ravens minus 2.5.
Oh, I take Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Mike, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
How about Drew? Drew, you're up next here on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
Doing well, Drew.
All right.
All right, UT at South Carolina, the Gamecocks plus 3.5.
I got to go with the Vols.
The Titans at Minnesota taking on the Vikings, the Purple People Eaters plus 2.5, also need the game total.
I'm going to go Titans, top shelf, and let's go 41 points.
Pick a player in that game that is not a quarterback, and you get a point for every touchdown they score.
Johnny Smith.
Say Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny.
All right, Johnny Smith is the vote. Cowboys at Seahawks, Seattle minus 4.5.
I'm going Seahawks.
Packers at the Superdome taking on the Saints, New Orleans minus 2.5.
Give me the Packers, top shelf.
The Chiefs at the Ravens, Baltimore minus 2.5.
I'm going Baltimore.
Got all of his top shelves? Chase,
yeah.
We have all of his top shelves?
Yep.
Okay. Drew, good luck. Have a good weekend.
All right, appreciate it.
Last one on the air, Bo Sox fan. You're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
What's up, guys?
All right, Bo Sox. Tennessee at South Carolina. South Carolina plus 3.5.
Tennessee.
Titans at the Vikings. The Vikings plus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Titans and 49.
Pick a player in that game that's not a quarterback, and you'll get a point for every touchdown they score.
Henry.
Derrick Henry. Cowboys at the Seahawks. Seahawks minus 4.5.
Cowboys.
All right. Takes the Cowboys. Packers at the Saints. Saints minus 2.5.
Not a big believer of any team that scores 80 points against the Lions and the Vikings. So double top shelf on New Orleans.
Ooh. All right.
Gets a fireworks show from that. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ah.
Chiefs at the Ravens, Baltimore minus 2.5.
Baltimore.
All right. Bo Sox fan, have a great weekend. Thanks.
You too. See you.
All right. The rest of you, we will get off the air. You will be locked in with two top shelves. The rest of you can play along, thegamenashville.com. You'll just get one top shelf, but certainly you can play along. We've had winners from online. We've had winners who call in, so winners from everywhere. We'll come back, wrap up Friday's show next. All right, you know when you hear Dave on Fridays, we're rounding third and we're heading home. By the way, thanks to all the participation today. You just made the list in Pick 6. Really good stuff. Remember, you can still play along. Pick 6 at thegamenashville.com. I just saw this during the break, and I don't know how people who just picked Green Bay, in fact, we had a lot of people taking the Packers, feel about this. I took the Saints. Chase, who did you take? You took the Packers.
Packers.
Willie, who did you take?
I got the Packers.
Got the Packers. Well, I don't know how you guys might want to do earmuffs here. Davante Adams is listed as doubtful for Sunday's game against the Saints, according to Matt LaFleur. Davante Adams listed as doubtful for Sunday night's game, according to
How's
the head
Michael
coach,
Thomas?
Matt LaFleur. I don't know. I haven't seen anything on Michael Thomas.
think it's a long shot for him.
Yeah.
It's not been ruled out, but I guess the word is kind of that it's not they're not too optimistic that he is going to be playing Sunday night.
As long as number 12's in there for the Pack, I still feel like I got a shot. That's not good, though. Davante Adams is an important guy for sure.
Georgia State has had to postpone their game tomorrow at Charlotte against Chase's favorite team due to COVID positive tests. That's now 22 games in the first 4 weeks of the college football season that have had to be postponed or canceled. Speaking of that, high school football here in the Mid-State, got some news on that front.
Yeah, not good. This has been the concern all along with the high school football is they don't have the testing that the pros have and even the colleges. And so this is a little worrisome. It's the most – I'm just looking at Tom Crager's timeline on Twitter. The most games so far that have been canceled. He said this is officially the worst Friday of the season with the cancellations. And here's the list. McCauley against BGA. Boyd against Goodpasture, Brentwood against CPA, Gordonsville, Coalfield, Florence versus Brentwood Academy, Hillwood versus McGavick. Now, Elijah, you told me that I think one or two of these teams found another opponent to play.
Goodpasture and Boyd was canceled Goodpasture found out. Their coach told me that he found out about 6:30 on Wednesday, and then McGavick's game got canceled yesterday. So they kind of collaborated, and as of this morning at about 9 o'clock, McGavick and Goodpasture were able to schedule a game that will be played in Goodpasture tonight.
So my thing is, and there's obviously a lot of games on the Metro schools are playing for the first time, other than McGavick, obviously, that they're not able to go that game. But just keep your guard up, right? We're going to phase three. Be extra careful when you go to the game, when you're talking to your kids, do everything you can, right, to mitigate the risk. There's risk involved. We want to take some risk so that these games can be played, but do everything you can to stay safe and so we can execute and complete this season.
Yeah, I agree. I echo that because, I mean, you guys know high school football is important and for more things than just playing a game. And so the fact that these kids are getting a chance to do that and the Metro schools, I'm glad that they're going to be able to play, or most of them are going to be able to play. But I agree. Got to do the right things.
And the challenge going forward, too, is the postseason.
Yep.
Right? Is, you know, it's one thing to have this happen and hopefully, knock on wood, you know, everybody that's tested positive that's caused the game to be postponed for whatever reason, hopefully everybody's okay, nobody's really sick. That's what we're hoping. But to have a cancellation or a postponement in the postseason, that would create a lot of difficulty here. So let's keep our fingers crossed that we can continue to stay safe and be able to play these games.
Looks like we do have some official outs for the Titans on Sunday. It is official. A.J. Brown is out for Sunday's contest in Minnesota. Cornerback Chris Jackson, the rookie, is out for their game in Minnesota against the Vikings. And outside linebacker Derek Roberson is out for the Titans. So those three just announced by Mike Vrabel. And so is this the game? Vic Beasley has been a full participant all week. I would assume he is going to
he's
be
in.
Out there. Mike Vrabel said he's in.
He's in, and he spoke to the media.
Darrington Evans has been a full participant all week. I am obviously very curious to see what those two look like. We have no clue what Vic Beasley and Darrington Evans are going to bring to the table. I guess we're about to find out, right?
Yep.
Well, at least
who's
on some
more,
level.
Big?
On
who's
some level.
More important?
I'm hoping this is just a starting point, right? This
question.
Is whatever you get this week isn't going to be what it is in week 8, week 10, week 12, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm saying though, who's more important for this week to try to get some production out of? How
Beasley.
Would you answer that?
Beasley.
Beasley?
Yeah, that's easy for me. They're so thin. They're so thin at that position. They need some help.
Well, you just heard our conversation earlier. Like if Derrick Henry, he's on pace for 450 carries. Like that's that can't happen. Like,
well,
he needs relief.
I agree.
Yeah, but that you can do that over time. But it's the you could have a game where you fall way behind and he's not going to carry it as much, or you get way ahead and he's not carrying it as much. So both games have come right down to the wire, and the situation has been you got to feed the beast, right? Hopefully, out of the 16 games, you don't have to do that every time. And they do have the other guys have been okay. You know, McNichols and Sonoris, what's his last name?
Perry, who's now on IR.
He had a couple decent carries. You hope that you can just spell him just enough. And maybe Evans comes in and has a couple carries and chips in.
We're going to go on and announce that we're done today, and we're leaving the airwaves.
We're departing.
We are departing. Great show this week. Great shows. Great participation. Everybody enjoy your weekend. I think we're supposed to get outstanding weather. I think low 80s, sunny. It's both Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy your football. Enjoy your sports. And, man, we'll have a lot to digest Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. Be safe. Have fun. We'll see you then. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay home.